93.9 weather.
New year, new health insurance. Visit gmhba.com.au.
Well, continuing fine tonight. A bit of drizzle clearing tomorrow, a top of 25. A low shower 26 on Friday. And the weekend looks tops in the low 20s with a possible shower. Right now it is 32 degrees. And joining
When's the cool change coming?
Well, probably overnight. A bit of drizzle overnight. Don't get me distracted. It's quarter to six for the first time in 2017. We welcome back. Oh, no, it's actually the second time, isn't it?
It Chris is for Daryl. First time with Roxy. Yay. Yeah, great to be back with you guys. Yeah.
Now, for those people who listen to the catch-up on a Wednesday but miss Tuesdays, you wouldn't necessarily know about Chris because Chris talks about synchronicity.
And this year we've moved Chris to Wednesday. So, and there was a little bit of confusion
where,
about that, but
yeah,
that's all good.
We're all good now.
Great.
But this is where it's really super cool because we talk about when those things happen in our life and you kind of go, well, that was weird.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Now, you've got something really interesting you're talking to us about tonight.
Well, today I'd like to talk about ghostly encounters because as a psychologist, we're trained in rational ways of thinking. And I just found it remarkable when I started to write about synchronicity, because I was just intrigued with amazing coincidences and people's stories about that, that when I talk about synchronicity with a group, often someone comes up to me afterwards with a ghost story, seeing a vision. And so just briefly by background, I was at a conference once. I just started to write about this. Two psychologists came up to me on different days. Within 5 minutes, they just said to me, oh, I'm a medium. I communicate with deceased people. And that had never happened before. It was only when I started to write this book. I mentioned at a workshop once I was interested in synchronicity and a social worker came up and said, I've seen a ghost. My wife has seen a ghost. I thought, this is amazing. Well, recently I spoke to a group at Belmont Probus and this lady came up, a grandmother, and she said about a grandson, how he lost a grandfather on the other side. He was about 5 years of age. And his aunts were telling him, look, it's very sad. Your grandfather so-and-so has died. He said, no, he's not. He's sitting just over there.
Oh.
And they said, no, look, I thought he's just denying it, it's too much to bear.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, look, no, sadly, he's died. And he said, no, but he's sitting over there with that black and white cat. The boy didn't know that his grandfather used to have a black and white cat.
No.
So they thought, well, what's happening here? It's like this vision, and he kind of saw this cat in some way. Now, it just makes you wonder. And so I'm intrigued to know if any listeners also would have any stories like that or if you guys have heard of any experiences like
that. That is amazing.
And,
Do you know, and often I wonder about children and babies and little kids because they'll sometimes sort of look, and I don't know if that happened to you when your kids were little, Daryl, they sort of look at, like they're looking at somebody over your shoulder or in a corner and you just sort of go, oh, that's spooky. But then once you grow up a bit and you're told about, you know, the real world, you sort of lose that ability.
You know, so you're not meant to think like that, don't you? Yeah.
But is there a strong connection or is there a belief that there's a connection between things like synchronicity and spirits?
I think
do people
some
put
extent
that connection together?
I think people experience some things a little bit more, for example, around the time when someone dies. This is more likely to happen. So in a sense, I call that synchronicity because of the uncanny timing of someone just dying and that happening.
Yeah.
And, so I think that at times like that, people are more open to otherworldly kind of experiences in some way. So can experience more synchronicity as well as something
like Chris. Do you believe in spirits and ghosts?
Well, look, funnily enough, look, I haven't experienced that directly myself, but I believe these people who tell me these stories are not lying.
Okay.
And that's why I have a backup story if others don't have their own, but if any listeners would have their own story,
no,
all
that's fair enough.
Call.
All right, 5299939, it's Synchronicity with Chris Mackey. And yes, we're talking, well, we can call them ghosts, but we're talking spirits. If you've got a story, give us a call now, 5299939. It's the catch-up here at Bay 93.9. Synchronicity with Chris Mackey, he is in the studio. And Mel from Newcombe is on the line. Hello, Mel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Hi, Mel.
Hello. How are you?
Well, tell us your story, Mel.
Well, look, I've got many. This sort of stuff happens to me all the time. It's been happening since I was little. And I guess sort of my first major experience was when I was much younger. Mm-hmm. And I kept having this voice in my head telling me, you know, come and see me, come and see me. Do you want to see me? You know, many conversations which frightened me to the, you know, right. to the point that I was driving in a particular area one day, and I was extremely emotional. Well, I needed to know that I needed to go to the cemetery. I'd only ever been there once many right. years ago. And I knew that I had to go three rows from the back, and I turned around and my great-grandfather's grave was right behind the back of my feet.
Wow.
And that happens to me all the time. So I have things that will come into my head and I'll go, oh, okay, there's a person with me and I don't know why, but it'll just happen. It's incredible. So it is real and it does hang around, you know, if you're open to it, it can hang around for a very long time.
So Mel, have you tried to investigate or find out whether you've got psychic powers, as they say?
No, because I'm frightened of it. They're like, I sort of get it where they don't come in really slow. They're not real polite. And that's why I call them, they're not polite. Okay. Because one minute they'll be there and then next minute they're not. And it's like, oh, too close. It can be quite invasive.
And but, Mel, I think you're bringing up a very important point there. I see some people in our psychology practice who at times have thought that they were psychotic or been told that they were psychotic because they had reactions like that and hearing voices. Yet that remarkable contact you had with the gravestone, it suggests, hey, wait a minute, this seems to be something more to it, you know, such a remarkable coincidence. And it can leave you with an extra feeling of connection with your deceased relative or your grandfather in this case. So I think I think it's good for people to keep an open mind and not jump to conclusions, because sometimes I see harm caused by people thinking that must mean I'm crazy. So good on you for telling your story today. That can help a lot of people to realise there are sometimes mysteries that we can't well explain doesn't mean you're crazy.
Absolutely. And look, if you listen to the messages, as I said, this happens to me all the time. If you listen to the messages, there's always reasons for it. You know, I'll wake up through the night and I'll go, oh, I need to contact this person, they're sick. And I'll find out that they've actually been having treatment for something that I wasn't aware of. So just things like that messages can come through and you just don't realise it.
It's like you said, Mel, and I think, like Daryl, we've had this conversation before. If you're open to it, if you open yourself up to it, it's amazing what comes your way.
Although a tip, Mel, don't buy a Ouija board, all right? Just saying.
Don't do that.
And even if you're not open to it, it's funny what you're being told, because I'm frightened of it. So it's not like I'm open. It's just something that I go, oh, gosh. As we said before, it's not something that's always invited. It's always, sometimes it's something that I go, oh, wow, you know, give me a moment to process what it is. And once I've processed it, I, you know, generally work out what's going on. So it is an incredible gift, if that's what I've got.
Yeah, sounds like
it. But it's not something I harp on.
It's good to hear the way you respect your intuition and you do look to step back and process it. And at times you've acted on it and it's been helpful. So good on you for at least being open to listen to it and processing it just the way you do.
Absolutely. Thank you. And hopefully to help someone else as well.
Thanks, Mel.
Good on you, Mel.
Awesome, Mel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, that's
Wow, what a great call.
There you go.
Honestly, we could talk about this.
We are fully out of time.
We've actually got to go.
We have
Can
to
I
go.
Just mention something on Friday? Brand new segment. We are, well, as some people you may not know, Chris, but I am one of the people's ambassadors for the Vixens Netball, Melbourne Vixens netball
terrific.
Team.
Oh, that sounds great.
So their first game is this Saturday night. Yep. It's what we're terming #, the battle between the Vixens and between Collingwood. Mm. Guess who we're all barracking for. Anyway, on Friday, you are going to be talking to Tegan, who, local girl, plays for the Vixens and is just absolutely awesome. So we'll get all the goods on the game.
Beautiful. And Chris, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Great. Look forward to it.
News is next with Kathleen, then the 2020 Retro Countdown. Rocks, see ya.
See ya.
We're in the middle of a long summer that's not getting cooler anytime soon. Time to call GJ Bradding.